parables here Jesus spoke with his disciples about there in the last few months that he had. You know, last week we talked about the transfiguration and how it was a transition point from when Jesus was trying to show and explain to his disciples who he was until they recognized who he was. And then he transitioned to, what does that mean? To be Christ, to be the Messiah. You know, part of him talking with his disciples, he talked about his death. He talked about the tribulation. He talked about final judgment. We're going to look a little bit about the parable of the ten virgins some today. You know, this parable, it's got some pieces to it that we might overlook if we don't know a little bit more about the tradition. So the tradition in those days was that the wedding festivals, they would occur over many days. And towards the end of the wedding festivals, the procession would go back to the groom's house for the final part of it. He would take his bride with him back to his house, and the procession would follow him, and they would have a final big feast there. And then afterwards, everyone would go home except for the new couple. Now, this procession had been celebrating for many days prior. And you know, with like Jesus when he first showed us some of his miracles in the beginning with his mother, there was wine involved, and they'd been drinking for a while. Now the bridesmaids, they had a job to do. They were responsible for making sure that everybody made it from place to place safely. Now they would take torches with them to do this. And when the group was ready, they would take their torches and they would go about and clear the way. Make sure it was clear and carry the torches in front of them so everyone could see. Make a path. So when Jesus is talking with his disciples, that's the tradition that they all had in their minds. So let's take a look at some of the pieces of this. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. First off, why 10? Anybody have any ideas? Why God might choose 10 in this parable? What other things in the Bible do we see 10 aligned with? 10 commandments, right. Jolly Rancher, a reason. You don't care? Man, there's a big difference between chocolate and hard candy. Okay, all right. Ten Commandments. The completeness of the law. Now these virgins, I just told you in tradition, they would carry torches. Torches were very bright. Shine their way very well. But in the parable, Jesus changes it out. He says they carry lamps. Why lamps? What do we know about lamps in the Bible? They run on oil, yeah, okay. What does a lamp usually represent when we hear about it in the Bible? Okay, all right. Can you quote that verse? Because you're quoting Psalms. You got half of it. There's a song based on it. Anybody? Feet, right. And a light unto my way, yeah. Yep. Definitely. That's Psalms 119. I think it's verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet. You know, he touches on that too in Proverbs. Let's go there for a second. I wouldn't expect you guys to know this one off the top of your head. I wouldn't if I wouldn't have the Bible here before me.
Proverbs 6:20. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light. Reproofs of instructions are the way of life. So Christ makes a change. They're not carrying torches. They're carrying lamps. Now there's 10 of them. Lines with the 10 commandments. The completeness of the law. Now in this parable, note that all 10 of the virgins had lamps. You know, this morning you guys were studying at least a little bit of what I came into here, and it was how the Holy Spirit works in our hearts. Instructs us when we say something we shouldn't have said, when we've done something we know we shouldn't have done. You know, the Holy Spirit, if we go to John 16... Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. You know, the Holy Spirit is with everyone. Now, it doesn't necessarily dwell in everyone's heart, but it's with everyone. Because it says it's with the world to convict them of sin. You see, even if you didn't grow up near a church, near a synagogue, your heart knows what's wrong, what's right still. You find yourself a tribe out secluded in the middle of nowhere. And there's still a moral code driving them. Because the Holy Spirit's still there trying to talk to each one of them. Convict them of sin. Yeah, there's 10 virgins. All the virgins have lamps. Even the foolish ones. Now there's 5... It says, we're wise, and 5 were foolish. What's set apart differently from these 5 that are wise? What do they have that the other 5 don't? Do you remember when we read it this morning, Decker? They brought extra oil, right? Y'all are answering a reason, man. There you go. All right, they brought extra oil. Now, all of the 10 knew they were going to have to wait for the procession. All 10 of them did. They knew this when they set out. They brought their lamps and they sat down to wait. You know, it even says, but while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. All 10 of them slumbered and slept. Those with the extra oil, those without the oil. That was extra. Now, God likes to use numbers quite a bit. You know, the number 5, it's used a lot with the wilderness tabernacle. 5 pillars in the wilderness tabernacle, 5 lampstands, 5 cubits in width, 5 cubits in length. He uses 5 a lot in the wilderness tabernacle. He uses it a lot elsewhere, too. 5 loaves feed 5,000. 5 is the number represented in the Bible of the abundance of God's grace. God graced the Holy of Holies in the wilderness tabernacle with his presence. God's grace provided an abundance of food for the 5,000 that needed it from just the 5 loaves. You know, the Sunday school, children's Sunday school version of this would be, God gives you a reminder every day with 5 fingers on each hand, right? 5 fingers to remind you to get right with God, and 5 fingers to let you know you'll be left behind if you don't. So there's 5 virgins with extra oil, 5 virgins without. The Holy Spirit's convicting everyone. All 10, they all have their lamps. But the bridegroom doesn't come right away. The bridegroom delays. Everybody slept. Now there are several ways we could read that. You know, man's common sense says there's 2 certainties in life. What are they? Death and taxes. Right. Death and taxes. So one way to read this is that everybody slept, everyone dies. The 5 that had the extra oil, the 5 without the extra oil. That's one way to read it. Another could be to fall asleep in spiritual despair. I know he's coming. Where is he? I'm going to try and hold out. But we get weak and fall asleep eventually. I know he's made a promise, but I don't see it yet. He's coming. And we fall asleep. All 10 fell asleep. Now, whichever one you want to take that as, the Holy Spirit can guide your heart. Verse 6, and at midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. 5 didn't wake up. All 10 woke up. Now if we take the fallen asleep as a symbol of the death, what does Revelation tell us will happen on the calling? The dead will rise out of the grave and all be judged, right? If we take it as more of a spiritual slumber, we've even got guidance on that too. If we go to 1 Thessalonians 4:6, 4:16, sorry. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Everyone hears this wake-up call. All 10 of the virgins. They all wake up from it. Only 5 had reserves. Let's turn to John 16. Verse 13. One, 2 more. There we go. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said to he, said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Now when Jesus, this will be verse 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. You see, the Holy Spirit's there to convict the whole world. But the Holy Spirit, for a believer, does more. He's been given an authority by Christ. He's been given an authority to not just glorify him, but to speak his truth. You see, when those 10 virgins were there in the darkness, and their lamps were all they had for light, the lamp being the Word of God, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my way. The Holy Spirit was talking to them all. Now, to five of them, they didn't understand. They didn't have grace. They didn't have the extra reserves. They didn't have that relationship with Jesus Christ that allowed the Holy Spirit not just to be an outsider, but to be something inside of them. To speak to them, to speak the word to them. When they didn't get it, when they started to lose hope, where is he? He isn't here yet. Yeah, they fell asleep. All 10 of them did. But when the sound was heard, everyone woke up. But the five with the reserves knew what to do because the word was inside of them. It wasn't just conviction of sin. See, the other five, they woke up, went to trim their lamps, and realized they didn't have enough. So they went to the other five and said, hey, can you give us some of your oil? We see you've got some hope. You've got something else we don't have. You got this extra reserve. We don't got it. Yeah, we heard the word when it was convicting us. We knew it was wrong what we were doing. We understood all that. We tried to live a righteous life. I went to church every Sunday, every time that I could. I paid my tithes. I went and anytime I saw someone in need, I tried to help them out. If there was demons, I cast them out in your name. And even in this parable, we hear again in Matthew, when they're at the door, Lord, Lord, open to us. They'll say, Lord, Lord, I did all these things in your name. And the response is the same, I know you not. See, you can carry around the law. You can carry around the word. You can have it with you. You can have that lamp. But if it's just convicting you, if it's just convicting others around you, you don't have that reserve. You see, we've been studying about liberation. To have an understanding of the word is not just to know how to read sentences. The world can read the Ten Commandments. The world can enforce the Ten Commandments upon others. Can make laws after them themselves. The world can't meet the Ten Commandments. Can't fulfill them. Only a Savior can do that. You see, a Lord can enforce commandments. Savior provides you a way out. Now these five, they had that reserve. They had that understanding. They knew the law. But they also knew they couldn't fulfill it. Now, they didn't leave it at home. They had it with them. But they had that relationship with Christ as Lord and Savior that allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of them and become that reserve in those late hours so they would know what to do when they woke up. There will be lots of church members outside that door saying, "Lord, Lord," that carried around the law, that professed the law to others, and were only seeing the Holy Spirit for conviction, and never had that relationship with Jesus Christ as Savior to see the mercy part of it. You know, he is a collection of parables. Jesus talks with his disciples on several different ways. You know, when I first preached here, the first sermon that I preached here was about one of these parables. Just like in the days of Noah. God shut that door. Do not think for a second he'll hold it open this next time. When he shuts it, it's done. There's no time left. Just like the five virgins that didn't have enough. They scrambled. They ran to go try and buy, to try and go find that peace they were missing. But it was too late. All 10 virgins had lamps. All 10 virgins fell asleep. Five were right with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And five got left behind. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminder that there's an urgency day to day. Lord, we ask that as we're working with others in this time that you've given us now, that you remind us of that urgency is in their life. if we haven't made that decision ourselves, if there's any amongst us, Lord, that still don't know you as Savior, Lord, I ask that you use the Holy Spirit to pull on our heart. Help us to let go of that last piece, that piece that believes that somehow we can be righteousness on our own. That we just need a Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit, pull on that, Lord. Show that's a false belief. Show us the need for a Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.